Have you ever started something and you were excited and motivated to see it through? Maybe it was a new habit or a project around the house or a new skill you wanted to develop. You started out with all this excitement. You were filled with all this internal motivation. You had this grandiose vision for how it would all play out. Then life happened. You had to travel for work, which means you had more work to catch up on when you got home. Then you got sick from said travel. Then you began to fall behind in your Greek class. Then your 13-month-old had his first all-night ER stay, which means you and your wife are now surviving off 2 hours of sleep for the past 72 hours. Oh wait, that wasn't your life. That has been the last 9 days of my life. Life is happening as I type. I first started this blog to develop a new discipline. I've always enjoyed writing, but I had never put any real energy towards it until I started this blog. I have moved my creative energies from songwriting to this medium. Both mediums keep me alert. Knowing a song needs to be completed or a post needs to be published by Friday morning helps me be present to what is going on in my life. It causes me to look for a muse. But just like any new endeavor, reality kicks in. The excitement wears off, the good intentions fade, and the muse is harder to find. Life happens. At this point, I see two options. One, I can quit. Or two, I can show up and keep doing the work. That's what this post is. It's me making a cup of coffee at 3:06 in the afternoon and forcing myself to get something onto the page while my wife and son take a much-deserved nap. It's me not giving in to my own excuses. Excuses like, it doesn't really matter if you don't post something this week. Besides, no one noticed that you didn't post last week. It's okay. You were sick. You needed your rest. It's not like you have an editor asking for this. You made up the deadline. Show yourself some grace. Jesus still loves you. Are each of those excuses legitimate? I suppose. But here's the thing. If I can't hold myself accountable to showing up and doing the work, who will? I know this post isn't my best work, but it is important work. I trust that these 496 words will make me a better writer down the road. Not only a better writer, but maybe a better husband, father, and friend. Maybe this post can give you permission to simply show up and do the work this week. Sometimes showing up is all you can do, and that is okay. Grace and peace till we rise in glory.